The shooter did not describe himself in the manifesto as an incel, but his dark and delusional worldview bears many of the hallmarks.
It deplores what society has done to women in the perspective of this shooter and his basically plan for revolution to overthrow society and remake it.
The document is laden with incel ideology, calling for a new order and a global revolution. It decries the downfall of monogamy and highlights the need to get the female out of the workplace. Long before the term involuntary celibate or incel even existed, a man motivated by his hatred of women killed 14 women at École Polytechnique in 1989. But social media has intensified the problem with the rise of toxic male influencers and algorithms meant to exploit.
We're very concerned about how boys and young men are groomed into these ideologies at younger and younger ages.
In 2018, a self-described incel killed 10 people in the Toronto van attack. Just last week, a parliamentary committee released a report warning of a spike in misogynistic rhetoric in the so-called manosphere.
We are seeing concerning expressions of hostility towards women alongside continued gaps in how our criminal justice system responds.
These online communities can promote unhealthy views of what it means to be a man and manifest into real-world violence.
So we need to have conversations and make sure that, you know, the people around us are not being brainwashed.
The new online harms bill is meant to address that by making social media companies more accountable and flagging abusive content. But there are calls for a broader approach to prevent young men from being radicalized in the first place.